there's meetings here. Other than that, I don't believe it.
So the third is open?
The third is open.
And that's a Tuesday?
It is a Tuesday.
Okay, then. We still have to act on the motion.
Yeah.
If everybody's through discussing it.
Well, the only question I would have is if we don't have the proper information, and by then we schedule, and then we should be notified then.
It can always be rescheduled.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I would hope that maybe it would also give a little fire under the attorneys to get something back to us by said date.
I can contact them tomorrow, and like I said, I know the one is pretty close. But our attorney, like I said, I know that we've been hammering him with some things we needed to have now. And that's been going on for a while, so I don't know how much time he's had to work on this, but I will check with him.
Okay, the motion on the floor is to table it. And we'll have to act on that motion at this time.
Assemblymembers Blake?
No.
Decker?
No.
McCloskey?
Nope.
Stowe?
Yes.
Weiderspoon?
No.
Stokes?
Yes.
Mayor Jack?
No.
Motion fails.
Now we can go, if it's assembly's wish, we can go on and discuss when we could have one.
Pam, do you have a conflict on the third?
You groaned when I said that, so.
I have no idea. My schedule is about probably the oddballest of everybody's here. Go for December 3rd, and I will make it. I will make it work. I mean, that's the only way I can do this. There's just no other way.
I don't know if I have a doctor that day right now. I'd have to look at
this. We need to have a motion on
yes.
the floor to discuss it first.
I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve scheduling a special meeting on December 3rd at 7 p.m. for discussion and possible action on TVPA and SEPA issues.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Now, is there any discussion?
Does December 3rd work for everyone?
It'll work. I mean, it'll work as well as I can make it work.
Okay.
It's a Tuesday.
Gives 3 more weeks to the attorneys.
Yep.
And if I would need to reschedule it, I would need to give 48 hours notice. We're closed on the 29th, but I still check my email, so if we are going to reschedule it, if you would let me know, I'll come in and do it.
Well, I think
if
we get the information back from the lawyers, and Jeff will get that information first, we can just pass that information on to you right away, and then we'll know that that has to be rescheduled or not.
Any further discussion? And the motion was to approve the scheduling of a special meeting on December 3rd, 2013 at 7 p.m. for discussion of possible action on the TVPA SEPA issues. Roll call, please.
Assemblymembers McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
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 Stokes?
Oh, yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13E, approval of the Wrangell Capital Project Priorities Request for fiscal year 2014-2015. And there should be a letter from Dorian Curley of the fire department asking to have some items added to that list. You should have a memo on that.
So they go on the bottom of the next last page or something?
Yes.
Down here? Or on the back of that page?
I'm going to make some changes, but maybe we should put the motion on.
Oh, I see.
I move to approve the Wrangell Capital Improvement Project List for FY 2014-2015 as presented.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I do have some questions and potential changes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I just have a question. Your motion, did that include the fire departments?
Not yet.
Okay. I wasn't sure what you were doing. I just want to make sure we didn't get beyond this and not deal with it somehow. So,
so I had a couple questions. Mayor, may I proceed?
Yes, go ahead.
Jeff, on number 11 and 12 on the list is Evergreen Road Improvements and Pedestrian Access and then Cassiar Street. Didn't we get the money for Evergreen already?
We have some money. I think we wanted to keep it on here to make sure it stayed on there.
Really? Okay.
And Carol can speak to this probably better than I can, but there recently, I believe, something came out on the STIP list that there were some things that were deleted. Ours was not. So I don't think we want to take this off as something that's a priority to us until we see pavement on the ground. So
fair enough. How about Cassiar?
Cassiar, we have the money for that. There is two different grants we have on that. Until you get right down to the bidding, you're never quite sure if you're going to have enough money. And so this is the project right now. I believe we have somewhere in the neighborhood of about, you know, 1.5 million, something like that. And so this is just to, if we are short, this is, and if we don't get this, and if we are short, we'll have to scope back somewhere. But that's what that's for. We do have the base amount of the money that we need.
Okay.
But like I said, you never know until you bid exactly. Based on the current estimates, we have enough money, but you know, it's been a year and that
right.
kind of escalates things. So.
Okay. So a couple of things that I'd like to see moved in priority is the, let's see how it's named, the Institute Property Development. It's down toward the bottom of page one. I'd like to see that, as well as the Mill Property Development Plan and Purchase, moved up somewhere in the top 10. And my reasoning is those are a couple of issues that the Economic Development Committee has been working on over the last year or two. And they are, of everything listed, in my opinion, they are the most directly linked to future growth, future development, significant future development. And so I'd like to see them start being higher on our priority list and getting more momentum behind them and getting the community to start, you know, thinking about them, that sort of thing.
Just to clarify, the items numbered 1 through 12 are basically, and we did have a workshop on this when this was done.
When did we have?
Huh?
When did we have?
Sometime in the fall.
We
yeah,
had.
It was a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had.
No,
yeah.
It wasn't that long ago. It was back in.
It was about 3 months ago too.
No, it wasn't
less,
that
less than that.
No.
It was longer than that.
Longer than that.
But not as much as a year ago.
No, it wasn't a year ago.
Okay.
Items are in no particular order.
Well, you get several different lists.
They're just
for different things.
You know, there are items that we wish, mainly if there's extra money that's out there, and sometimes there is, that say, hey, how about we've got this item down here for $250,000. How about using that?
Right.
You have an extra $250,000 laying around, and you know, they're not. In other words, the list as it is, except for the top 12, is not in the order of importance.
In the workshop, they pick the ones that are that will become priority as we eliminate the ones on the top, and then they're not in any sequential order of what'll happen. And you know, of importance. And what they do is they move up in importance as we see our projects on top. That's what we've done before, because that's like the fire hose that fire department's requesting. We had in the capital budget under 100,000, because those get, they were explained to us that there's a better chance to get that money. So if it's on that list, and then the other lists are our priority on the top. I mean, the top 12, but these are all important to us. We just move them up at every work, at, you know, our yearly workshops.
Well, I still would like to see them moved somewhere into the top 10, maybe 7 or 8 or something like that. But that, again, there is a priority on those 12 because they're ranked that way. So that's my feeling. And one other issue on the mill property development plan and purchase, I'd like to see that sort of, it's a small request. I'd just like to see the name change slightly to reflect the fact that we're looking at potential marine service expansion at that site. And so I think it helps a legislator who might be looking at the list understand what that could mean to the community.
There's an actual reason why we would like to purchase it and plan it. There's a reason for it, mm-hmm. putting it in there
right.
specifically.
Mm-hmm. Just a thought on that. Sometimes it's easier to get smaller chunks of money, and if you have something like this where the first step is to do a kind of a develop, if we get it, this is what we're going to do with it, so they can, for a smaller investment, the state with us, they can see that these are the kind of things, and then after that's done, maybe it would be a better thing to come back the next year and say, assuming you get the first chunk, and maybe that's, you know, a couple hundred thousand or 150,000, and then go through the planning process with this so you have something to take to the legislature if you want to purchase it, and these are the things and activities we're going to do out there, and this is what we believe can happen, and this is the jobs it can create, and a document like that, maybe then you have a better chance to get the money rather than so maybe in a two-part process. I'm just throwing that out there, but because we've already been told that money is going to be tight. So it's going to be hard to get big chunks of money, but if maybe we can do it in some steps, sometimes that is, I know at DEC they told us that if we have some big project but you can do it in phases, you're likely to be more successful. And you actually get more points in their process. That's not exactly the same with some of this other money, but with some of them, it is important that you do it in kind of a stepped approach.
I actually like that idea because, like many other people, you know, the word coming down from Juno is, you know, don't hold your breath, basically, for money this year. So
you'll be passing out.
You know, there'll be some money, but I don't hold that or think that a lot of our top 10 will even get funded. But I like that approach personally, phase one and phase two or something like that of the development at that site.
And we're kind of doing that with number two, kind of doing a small thing, figure out what exactly we need to do and get some estimates on that, what kind of a treatment plant we can change ours to. And then once we get that and have a plan, then come back to DEC and say, okay, we believe this will cut this much cost, this will provide us to push this much more water through, which will help economics in town for whatever, cannery expansion or this or that. So, but I think that first step in this climate is probably a good way to go because we're more likely to get a small chunk and at least get our foot in the door, and then if they've given you some money already and you can show that this is going to be a successful project, maybe you're more likely to get the rest of it.
I had one question, the dam replacement. I'm assuming that that's the dam between the upper and lower reservoirs. Have we thought about tagging that on the Army Corps of Engineers project?
We had discussions with Don Young when he was here.
I know, I was there, that's why I suggested it.
Like you said, keep it on a list and make sure that we apply for it and keep it on our list, because that one and the Sunrise, the difference between the two projects is quite substantial, so, you know, we should keep both okay. On the horizon so we can maybe get one of them.
But it is, I agree, it is important, and we need to keep hammering.
Yeah, if we get too many more dry summers, we may run into water, and canneries need water. If we're going to ever expand that, we've got to provide them something. So,
I think the item number one here, the bypass, if we can bypass the lower reservoir, which right now the upper reservoir, all the water just drains down a creek to the lower one, and that's where our water comes out of, that goes to the treatment plant. If we can bypass that, at least we can drain that, do some repairs, take out some of the sludge and stuff that's gone into that over the years, and maybe get a little more volume just by doing that alone. And that's not going to solve the whole problem, but it certainly will not hurt. And there's just some things we got to correct there anyway. So I think it's something that by doing that step will buy us at least some time. And once we can do that.
Okay, do we want to add these items from the fire department on here?
Sure.
I'll make a motion to add them.
Well, we have a motion on the floor.
Okay.
Can we amend the motion on the floor?
We can amend the motion on the floor, yes.
So, okay, well, I'll go for that.
Made the motion?
I did.
Okay. You can amend it, yeah.
Okay. Well, I move to amend the motion to include the fire department two additional requests, one for $220,000 for a fire engine / pumper and $60,000 for purchase of 10 SCBAs for personal protection equipment for firefighters, and to move the Institute Property Development and the Mill Property Development plan and purchase to positions 7 and 8 on our list.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Call vote, please.
Assembly members, and this is on the amendment. Mm-hmm.
This is on the amended motion, yes.
Assembly member Stowe?
No.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
No.
And Mayor Jack?
No.
Motion passes, John.
Mayor?
Yes.
I'm wondering if we should have clarification on adding some of those fire departments to the list. If we should ask Jeff here, since we have two lists and capital mm-hmm. projects, and that's mm-hmm. what I mentioned a minute ago, the prioritized projects under 100,000, two of those projects that the fire department are requesting, the 25 and the 60 could be put under that, which has a higher likelihood of being funded.
Well, the 25,000 one is already on the second list. The other one isn't. I think we should just leave them on the list on the way they were put on there.
No.
Okay.
So the $100,000 list, anything under 100,000 automatically goes on there. Mm-hmm. So do you want the $60,000 for the SCBAs to add to that list as number 11?
Yes. Higher than like taxes that are being funded, hopefully.
Okay. And the fire pumper, we'll just put that at the end?
Yep.
Okay, is that all on that item?
Thank you.
I would like some clarification on something now, where these other items are going to be moved to now, if they're going to be moved to the same place where the mill property was, or if they're just going to be moved here to the bottom now. At the 7 and 8 portions.
If 7 and 8 go where 7 and 8 now, everything will move down to. So that will move the Evergreen and Cassiar off our numbered list.
Okay. All right.
How will that affect our Evergreen improvements budget?
I think it needs to be on that numbered list.
Yes.
So we might want to take something else above that and move it down below.
Is there a magic reason why it goes to 12 and no longer?
Yeah, you're putting.
We can put more numbers on there. It's just when we send it to them, usually they want to see a limited list and what's your kind of your top ones. I think once it gets below this, it's just kind of thrown in the hat.
Sorry for interrupting you, but we're making so many changes here. It possibly may have to go back and have another workshop between the practical way to do this. And get the list finalized and then bring it forward.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great idea.
I think it's a good idea.
Too.
Does everybody agree to that?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And we do have time. So
if we wanted to do a list till the spring.
Yeah. Well, I think we have to do it by
the end of January.
By the end of January.
Can we schedule something in January then?
Before the legislature.
Oh, so we want to schedule it for December?
December.
Or
December.
Yeah. Do we want to schedule that now?
We could do it, if you wanted, we could do it maybe like the night of the meeting on the 10th.
Well, we have a public hearing
for that day. Okay.
I don't know what works for everybody.
It's a shooting match. Pick a date.
Why don't we just, the way it was brought forth as a amendment, put it on as the amendment, and then if how far it drops down, everything down, we can go from that. Because if we drop Cassiar off of there, I think that will be causing some problems.
I think Evergreen and Cassiar. So
if we put 6 and 7 down below and leave 11 and 12 up where they're at, and just put the mill property up where 6 and 7 is at. That will take the school fire alarm system off and the power plant replacement down below to 12. Leave 11 and 12 as is, drop the other two down below there.
Put them down below?
The down below the 12.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be the simplest way to do it. Then we can bring it back to the table.
Next
on our next meeting.
We'll make those changes and then get it to you, and then you can take another look at it and with the changes we talked about.
Okay.
And why we're doing that, did we want to leave the dollar amount for the mill property? Or do you want to try?
I think you're right, it should be phased.
Okay, we'll take a look at that, and if that's okay with the assembly, we can
figure out some things.
Put an amount in there we think would be adequate to do a development plan and mm-hmm. You know, all the things we have to do there.
Okay, are we done with that issue? Okay. Item 13F.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Yes.
So we have, are we tabling the motion that's on the floor now? There's still the main motion as amended to be voted on.
We
voted on the amendment, or you voted on the amendment, but not on the main motion as amended.
On the main motion, yeah, that's correct.
Unless you'd like to
table it.
Table that.
Table it and bring it back on the next meeting. Just bring it. Can take it off the table with that, right?
Or we'll defer it till the next meeting.
Do we have a motion to that effect?
Make a motion to table it till the next meeting.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Stokes?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCoskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13F, approval of an assignment of tideline lease from Northland Services Incorporated to Samson Tug and Barge Company Incorporated.
Move to approve the assignment of tideline leases, lot 4, block 2A, the subdivision lots 1 and 2, block 1, lot 1, block 2A, and unsubdivided tidelands, USS 1119 and ATS 83 from Northland Services to Samson Tug and Barge Company.
Second. Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Just for clarification, this is due to the change in the ownership of Northland. Now Samson Tug and Barge, so they can continue operation.
Would you like to speak?
Not necessarily. I'll say something.
Could you tell us what's going on?
A simple transfer of lease. Ron Rice, 11.7 mile.
Thank you, Your Honor, and Assembly members. It's just we seek approval to for the tideline transfer to Samson Tug and Barge. We are now the weekly barge tug and barge service into Wrangell, and we'd like that transfer. We'd like to hold that lease. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
Look forward to.
Ma.
Good service.
Thank you.
Any other discussion?
We're going
to be in here. Roll, please.
Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
Thank you.
13G, approval to purchase a Ford F-250 from Cal Worthington Ford for the wastewater department.
Move to approve purchase of a Ford F-250 truck from Cal Worthington Ford through the State of Alaska Procurement Contract with a price of $25,689 plus transportation to be paid with the budgeted wastewater department funds.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
What is the reason for this sort of vehicle that they want to purchase?
Why we're getting it, where we're getting it?
No, I mean, there's a standard.
It's a replacement.
Oh, it's a replacement, okay.
Yeah, it's not something new. And once they get this, they'll actually surplus and get rid of the old worn out stuff. But and we do use the State of Alaska's bid process where they've already gone out and got bid and got prices for all kind of things. We do this for trucks, copiers, all kind of things where we can get things substantially cheaper through piggybacking on them.
This was a budgeted item.
Yep. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly member Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. That is all for new business. Here you go to item 14, attorney's file. There is none. And item 15, executive session. Select 15A, selection of discussing the offer for a new butter grower manager.
I'll make a motion pursuant to 44.62.320C2 that we recess in the executive session discuss matters that may tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any person, specifically selection and discussing the offer for the borough manager's position.
Second.
They're moving second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Wiederspin?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe? And Mayor Jack?
Yes. We will recess into executive session at 8 p.m. This meeting at 8:20 p.m. Continuing on from executive session. Do we have a motion?
I move that we offer the position of borough manager to Jeff Jablish with the conditions of the contract to be negotiated by myself, the mayor, and Mr. Blake, Councilman Blake.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
I would like to thank all the candidates that were brought forward to apply for this position. We are very grateful that everybody put their name forward. There were some good names. And I wish lots of luck to Mr. Jablish.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I agree with that 100%. And just because a person wasn't selected doesn't mean they were not a very well, a good candidate. Mm-hmm. It's just that we thought at this point in time, Jeff Jablish was the best candidate to move forward, at least in the interim, for the immediate future. Any further discussion?
Nope.
Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Stokes?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspin?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
Can I say something before you adjourn?
Actually,
I'll be very short.
Actually, it should have been under persons to be heard, but...
I know, but and had you have appointed him, like, under council members, I would have said that. Real quick, promise.
Okay.
I have to go.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
I can't hold the whole audience. That's all right. Hi, Don McConaughey, 22 Zamolvi Highway. Thank you very much for finally coming yes. to a very, very good conclusion, in my opinion. Yes. And I know Jeff is going to get mad at me for saying this, but it was a very, very good move, and I think that there is one thing that he won't want, and I'm sure that he will not want to upgrade to that beautiful vehicle that you call the city manager. So I know that he is probably going to want different things, but I would like to make sure that when his contract is said and done, that there is some sort of stipulation in there for him using his own vehicle. Thank you.
You don't get enough, just put it in the budget.
Is there anything further? Then we will adjourn at 8:23.
Oh. That's a good one.